In Delaware, 76% of ex-offenders are rearrested within 3 years of their release. A simulation at Delaware State University gave political leaders and police officers a chance to see for themselves why that number is so high. WHYY Shirley Min also took part in the reentry exercise and offers this report.
You have 15 minutes. First week begins now.
During the hour-long reentry simulation in Dover, we assumed new identities with criminal histories and were required to do things like get photo IDs, check in with our probation officers, and search for a job. Sounds easy, but the process was entirely overwhelming and frustrating, especially when you don't have a car or any money because you can't get a job without an ID. I quit within the first 15 minutes. Delaware House Speaker Pete Schwarzkopf lasted longer, but was tossed back in jail before the hour was up.
It pushes you to do things that you shouldn't be doing, and which is what got him in jail in the first place.
By the end, two-thirds of us wound up back behind bars. Interestingly enough, the simulation numbers mirror real-life statistics in Delaware. Of the approximately 1,000 ex-offenders who are released each year from state prison, about 600 go back to jail.
When you're going to let somebody back out, you've got to give them the tools to help them to succeed. And we as a state can do that. We can, like I say, make sure they have the ID. That's the biggest thing coming out. Right off the bat, you're tripped right off the bat. So how do you compete in a 100-yard dash when you trip over the first obstacle?
Delaware public defender Sam Lukoff says the reentry system assumes ex-offenders have more support and resources than they actually have. She says it unintentionally sets them up to fail.
We get to know our clients pretty well and the communities that they come from. And these are communities with less resources than other communities and less jobs. The schools aren't great. There's often violence in these communities. So it absolutely sets it up to be very, very difficult for our clients to get back in.
After spending 13 years in prison for robbery, Brady Muhammad was lost when he got out, figuratively and literally.
For me, the amount of time that I spent in prison, a lot of things had changed in Wilmington. So I wasn't quite sure where this was at, where that's at, what bus to get on. So I really had to start over.
Project New Start helped Muhammad find his way. The intense 10-week job readiness program in Claymont helps people transition out of prison.
They taught me how to conduct myself in an interview, how to use a computer, which I had no computer skills. So that in itself was very helpful. When it was time for me to get my license, they helped with paying the monies that I need to get my license.
They're coming out with either no education, limited skills, no work history, a criminal record, lack of support, and lack of documents to help them go to work.
Project New Start Executive Director Priscilla Turgan believes reentry should begin back in the courtroom.
So as soon as an individual is sentenced, that time that they're spending in an institution should be time that they're being connected to skills, arrangements being made for housing, job training, job experiences, and these employment documents.
Turgan's success stories include Brady Muhammad and Sebastian Corbin. The 50-year-old was in and out of prison 3 times for assault and armed robbery. He was trapped on the recidivism merry-go-round.
I mean, if you can't get employment, you can't be picked up, you tend to revert back to what it is that you know how to do to get money fast so you'll be able to survive.
But this time, it's different. Corbin, who now works for Owen Steele in Wilmington, says the program changed the way he thinks. Project New Start is the only reentry program in Delaware that makes the Alternatives to Violence program, or AVP, part of the curriculum. And Turgan says her students love it.
It's just different ways to handle problems, to handle trauma, to handle your anger, to handle conflict.
Research has shown AVP participants are less likely to get arrested again compared to those trying on their own. And to build on that,
so we start with our right thumb on our right nostril.
Turgan adds mindfulness and meditation training to drive it all home.
Take a deep breath through both, calmly relax your hands.
The nonprofit partners with various employers to help its students land jobs. In its 4 years, Project New Start has had 80 students. Of those, 52 graduated, 49 are working, and only 10 have gone back to jail.
Certainly this isn't a touchy-feely population to serve. And when we're out every day trying to get money to support our work, it's tough. We're not serving the victims, we're serving the perpetrators.
But public defender Sam Lukoff says it's in the public's best interest that reentry programs like Project New Start succeed.
I absolutely understand the issue of public safety and that we need communities to be safe and people to feel safe and to have our victims feel like they have been compensated in some way. But in reality, communities are safer when people who come back into the communities, these reentering citizens, when they have jobs, when they are able to be productive members, pay taxes, and they're not then going to want to or need to commit crime in order to sustain themselves or their families.
In Delaware, it costs $36,000 a year to keep someone in prison. Based on Project New Start's success, the program has saved the state about $1.5 million a year. From the Delaware desk, Shirley Min, WHYY News.